Jerry Bader Show 1049 received an email from a parent whose daughter is taking AP Chem, and I'm only saying this happened in a school district in Northeast Wisconsin. Her daughter did very, very well. It was a tough test, difficult class. AP is college prep, and you get college credit for some of these AP courses. Her daughter got a 44 out of 45. Most everyone else did poorly, so the teacher's allowing them to redo the questions they got wrong for half credit. The parent's argument here is, this does not prepare kids for life. A listener emailed, she better get used to it. It's already happening at the college level. I think this is what's wrong with public education today. If your test is too hard, it probably means one of two things. You write a rotten test, or you're a rotten teacher, or I guess both of the above. I don't like this practice. I don't think it teaches kids the realities of life. Sometimes you don't get a second chance. Julie in Sheboygan Falls. Julie, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I had a couple of points. When my children went through high school within the last 5 years, the AP classes were more of a voluntary class that the children that excelled at those courses were encouraged to take or wanted to take. There was a monetary thing attached to it where us parents had to pay for the college, you know, credits, like up to $80. There was no guarantee at the end of their class, at the end of the year, that they were going to get those college credits unless they passed the actual college test at the end of the term. So, you know, as far as, you know, having them get a gimme and getting extra credit or whatever for it, they are not doing those kids any service by providing that, because of the fact that that's probably not going to necessarily help them at the end of the year unless the teacher really sits down with them and says, hey, you know, that the kids going into it need to, you know, understand that this is serious. You think you're good at this because you want to get extra, you know, you want to get college credit for it. They shouldn't be doing this. I guess that's just my point.
Julie, thanks for the call. Yeah, you're right. Again, when it's a class that's supposed to be preparing you for college, you're going to find out, and not just college, but life doesn't work this way. And I think that's true even if the AP part wasn't in play here. I think that would be true. One of the things school has to teach you is you've got to be prepared. And if it's not lack of preparation, if it's not lack of studying, then it's lack of instruction or it's a poorly written test. Scott in McNaughton. Scott, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Jerry. I see it from a bigger perspective that this is setting up a pattern that doesn't reward excellence and hard work. It's setting up a pattern that you can just do good enough and then somebody else will accommodate for you. And it's setting up this mindset of don't get out there and do it. Give it your all, give it 100% and succeed. And it's a disincentive for those that are inclined to take the easy route.
Scott, thanks a lot for the call. Jason makes a very interesting point. He says, isn't it possible that the girl who got 44 to 45 is the only one ready for college and the only one who studied rather than the teacher being bad at their job? Yeah, okay, I guess, Jason, that is possible. But then those grades should stand because that means they're not ready for college. Peter in Eagle River writes, Dear Bader Show. Actually, I go by Jerry. I'm teasing. Just an observation. The retesting upon poor class-wide performance is not limited to high school. My daughter is a freshman at a UW system school and recently took a test in her biology class. She did well, but the vast majority of the class failed miserably. The instructor allowed an open book retest to allow the failed grades achieved in the first test to be made passing grades in the retest. That is the second email that we have received now that is suggesting that this is going on at the college level. And then you wonder why people enter the workforce or can't enter the workforce or do enter the workforce and find out, no, you got to get it right the first time. It reminds me of the classic line from Ghostbusters when they get kicked out of the university and lose their research grant. You don't understand. I've been in the private sector. They expect results. Rich on the road. Rich, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
I agree with everything you guys are saying, but it does happen in the corporate world also, because it's something very similar happened to me back in the late 80s when General Motors started putting going with the electronic computer systems in all their vehicles. They wanted to train all their technicians. I happened to be one of them at the time in electronics. They put us all through an extremely tough, rigid electronic course. 20% of the people that took the course passed it. 80% failed it. They rewrote the course. What ticked me off, obviously, is I was one of the 20% that passed it.
Yeah. Okay, but rewriting the course is a little different than changing the grade. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but it's the same. Well,
it's not really.
It was the same thing. You had to learn what they were trying to teach you. Rewriting the course didn't make you learn what they were trying to teach you.
Well, okay. See, now if they dumbed down the course, then that made no sense. If they changed the learning technique to try to teach you the same thing, only better, then that made sense. At least to a degree, they seem to be accepting that their teaching effort was failed. He either has to admit that his test is poorly written, or he's a lousy teacher, or none of those, or most of those kids don't belong in that class, as Jason pointed out. John in Alloway. John, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. I was just wondering what percent of the total grade these tests counted for that were allowed to be taken over. And my reason for asking is that the real test of the student and the teacher would be the final exam and what they took away from the course, not the learning piece in between.
Yeah, you know, that actually, that is a pretty good question, and I don't have the answer to that, but I would agree with you that that is a factor, that knowing that is a part of this, and I will see if I can find out. I will endeavor to find out how big of a part of the grade it is. But even not knowing that, and I get where he's going with that, if in the end it doesn't apply heavily toward their final grade, then it wouldn't be much of a factor. But he's got to be worried about it, or why would he let them do it? It's got to be important on some level, or why bother with it? If it doesn't impact their final grade one way or the other, why screw around with this? I suspect that it does. But I will try to find that out. Now, I'm not saying that you never get a second chance in real life. I am not saying that. Mistakes happen if you're an otherwise qualified person. But if you have a project that you have to accomplish, more times than not, your employer expects you to get it right the first time. I don't think this is a good thing to be teaching kids, and it's not a good way to teach kids. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.